بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
سورة الفلق. Some narrations in certain books have said this surah was revealed when some magicians practiced magic on the Prophet Muhammad and he became sick. The angel Gabriel came down and told the Prophet that the spell is in the well. The Prophet told Imam Ali to bring the spell and untie the knots and recite Surat al-Falaq and Surat al-Nas. Then the Prophet was not sick anymore. This story has been rejected by the scholars, not just because the narrations are weak, but the Quran tells us, it is the wicked ones that say that he is bewitched. They have left the right path. Allah swears that the Prophet is not deluded and does not speak out of his own desires. And Allah also says, whoever obeys the Prophet has obeyed Allah. Does it make sense that Allah is telling us to follow the Prophet, but the Prophet is bewitched? Of course not. The surah starts off with, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. Say, I seek protection with the Lord of the Daybreak. The word falaq originally means to split and separate. Like when the day pierces through the night, it is called falaq. Some have said falaq means everything that is created splits and separates, like a baby from its mother, some animals through eggs, plants split through seeds, springs split through soil, rain splits through the clouds, and etc. Allah is the one that splits the darkness and evils and brings light and guidance. The next verse says, مِن شَرْلِ مَا خَلَقَ. From the evil of which he has created. Allah says that he has created everything good. This ayah means we are seeking protection from what we consider evil. Earthquakes and volcanoes are good for the earth. A snake's venom is good for the snake as it protects itself. But these things can sometimes harm us, so we label them evil. We are asking Allah to protect us from such things. The next verse says, وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ. And from the evil of the dark night when it comes. Scary and harmful creatures, robbers and other things usually come at night and attack. This could also be spiritual darkness. Darkness when you are stuck in the world with no answers and need the light of guidance. We are asking Allah to protect us from these evil creatures, the people, and the spiritual darkness. The next verse says, وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. And from the evil of those who blow on knots. Who are the evil ones who blow knots? Some have said they are the witches and magicians who tie knots on a string and blow into it practicing magic. Magic is absolutely forbidden in Islam. Some have also said they are certain people who murmur things into the ears of others, loosening the knots in their hearts, weakening their will, and letting out secrets. They start behaving as if they are under a magic spell. The next verse says, وَمِن شَرْلِ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. And from the evil of the envious ones when they envy. Envy means you hate what that person has and wish that it was taken away from them and given to you instead. The envy people feel really jealous and hold grudges. Envy is one of the major sins in Islam. So from the start of the surah, we are seeking help and protection with Allah from four things. All the evil things that we consider evil. All the evil things that come in the dark night. All the evils of those that blow knots and loosen our faith with their temptations. And all those that are envious. We seek protection with Allah, who is Rabbil Falaq, the Lord who splits the evil and darkness and brings light and guidance.
Sadaqallahul Aliyyul.